One of the five Americans released from an Iranian prison this weekend has close ties to Idaho's capital city. Christian pastor Saeed Abedini spent 3.5 years behind bars in his native Iran. He was serving an 8-year sentence for evangelizing in the Islamic country. Frankie Barnhill attended a Sunday morning service yesterday at the church where Saeed and his wife Nagme are members, and where churchgoers reacted joyfully to the news of his release.
Yesterday started as a cold and icy morning. As the fog began lifting in Boise, Sunday morning radio programming was interrupted as President Obama stepped up to the podium at the White House.
Pastor Saeed Abedini is coming home. Held for 3.5 years, his unyielding faith has inspired people around the world in the global fight to uphold freedom of religion. Now Pastor Abedini will return to his church and community in Idaho.
And in Boise, churchgoers at Calvary Chapel were arriving for morning services. There was a buzz in the lobby of the non-denominational church as people mingled and drank coffee.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Jenny Silverthorne is handing out programs as people begin to find their seats for the first of two morning services.
We have been keeping Saeed and Nagme in our prayers as a church for a long time, and that's amazing. I mean, you just, those things that looks like there's never going to be a resolution and it seems so hopeless, so it's really amazing how God worked that out.
Silverthorne says although she doesn't know the Abedinis personally, their story resonates with her.
It's been very, very moving for me to hear about this story, and so cool to see it being resolved like this.
A few hundred people file in as the service begins. Senior Pastor Bob Caldwell comes in front of his congregants and makes a special announcement, but one that isn't news to anyone here.
So, you probably already heard it, but we're going to shout for joy for it. Saeed's coming home.
Members of Calvary Chapel have followed Abedini's story closely. Since his arrest in 2012, they've hosted vigils on the steps of Idaho's Capitol and have held prayer services for him. They've raised money to support his wife, Nagme, and her two young children while he's been in prison. During President Obama's visit to Boise last January, supporters from the church stood in the cold, holding signs and wearing brightly colored shirts that read, "Free Saeed." To them, his story is their story.
Our prayers have been answered, and our dear brother, Pastor Saeed, is coming home.
That's Lee Romero. She's wearing her Free Saeed shirt and says it's a relief to hear Abedini will reunite with his children soon.
I work over with the children's ministry here at Calvary Boise, and the children have been missing their father greatly.
After he wraps up the Sunday service, Caldwell tries to describe what it feels like to know his friend is coming home.
It's beyond description, really, because I've known pretty well, you know, and I've been with him in Iran, actually, when he was doing stuff there at certain churches. So I love him a lot, and so to have him come back is amazing.
Caldwell says he's proud of Nagme Abedini's efforts to free her husband. During Saeed's captivity, she testified at the United Nations and before Congress. She also met with President Obama last year. But Saeed Abedini's return to home and family life will have some challenges. Namely, Nagme recently revealed abuse in the marriage. In a message to supporters that was leaked to the press in November, she said she had experienced, quote, physical, emotional, psychological, and sexual abuse through Saeed's addiction to pornography, end quote. Caldwell says this public revelation, which Nagme says she regrets and blames on emotional distress, was a shock to some people in his church who supported Saeed through the years.
It's hard for a lot of people because you can turn a person into a hero, you know, like a superhero or something. And that's kind of dangerous, but people sometimes don't want their heroes to be normal.
Caldwell is confident the family will be able to work through these issues. Parishioner Lee Romero says members of the church are ready to help the Abedinis as they enter the next phase of their life as a family.
The family is going to need our love. Our love. We just need to surround them with that, and God will take care of the rest.
For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.